This is Chatham House. Maha Azam is an associate fellow not long back from Cairo. Maha, Egypt doesn't seem to have turned a corner.
No, Egypt seems to be on something of a collision course at the moment. We're seeing an intensification of what essentially is a power struggle between an elected president with an Islamist background and a secular liberal opposition that is a simple way of describing it. Ultimately, it is an opposition that's made up also of supporters of the old regime and also ordinary Egyptians who have succumbed to a lot of anti-Muslim Brotherhood propaganda over the years. So we have a mixed opposition facing an elected president that has resorted to extra-democratic decrees, which he has rescinded now, but which have obviously created a great deal of anxiety in Egypt, and the situation is unfolding.
As we record this, there's a referendum due at the end of the week. First of all, do you think that's going to happen?
I think for the benefit of Egypt, it should happen, because ultimately we'll clarify the situation of whether the majority of the population is for the constitution as it is or against it. President Morsi has left room for amendments to that constitution. He said that where there is disagreement over certain articles, that's something that can be debated and reversed in a newly elected parliament. But what we're seeing on the ground now is every attempt to disrupt the ongoing process towards the referendum, partly because I think the opposition feels very strongly that this referendum came on the back of a situation which was somewhat imposed, although in reality I think the referendum is happening now and the constitution was rushed through because there was fear that the constituent assembly would be dissolved again by the judiciary and that the whole democratic process would be undermined. So the referendum is meant to happen on December the 15th, but in the coming days there will be a great deal of disruption and attempts to forestall that. And the danger of that is, again, Egyptians as a whole won't have the opportunity to make their own decisions because of the vying political forces forcing a particular agenda.
Maha Azam, thank you very much.
Thank you.